Wonderful scripture this evening. God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that all who believe in him may have eternal life. Wow. I mean, that touches my heart every time I read it, every time I hear it read. It's a gift. And it really does tell us how much we matter to God, how much God really loves us, because Jesus offered his life for us. That's why he died on the cross, for me and for you. God died on the cross for us to show us what love means. As we celebrate this feast of the Holy Trinity, we enter into the love of God. God the Father, loving God the Son, and the love that is there is God the Spirit. It is a mystery, and it is a mystery we enter into. A mystery of love. One of the questions for us as human beings is, how could someone love us that much? How could someone care for us that much? How could someone want to be with us that much? And part of the invitation is, how do we participate in that? And Jesus really showed us the way, and he showed us the special love of God for each and every one of us. He said to us in a very special way that God invites us into love. God wants to love us. God wants to be with us. And imagine standing in the middle of the Father loving the Son, and all that's passing around you is the Spirit of God just flowing in your life. That Spirit of God that we were baptized into, each and every one of us, and that Spirit of God that loves us into being in a very special way. So part of what we would ask ourselves tonight is our side of the relationship, because God is there. So our side of the relationship, one of the ways we know by all the saints is that prayer is really at the center of who we are with God. And that calls us into that love relationship. It calls us to really be people of God. So the question I'll ask, and don't raise your hands, those of you praying every day, don't raise your hands. Okay. Those of you that are like me. So I do a holy hour every day. Okay, every day. Try to. But every now and then the phone rings and it's an emergency. And by the word emergency, I mean emergency. Big time, something. So that blows away that hour for sure. And then the day happens, okay? And as we go through the day, hopefully God is revealing himself to me and to you as we go. But sometimes, and I'll confess to you, sometimes 2 days go by because of that emergency, and all of a sudden it hits me, I missed my holy hour 2 days in a row. Now, part of the question is for us is, do we miss it? Do we miss that prayer time that we put in with God? Do we miss that conversation with God enough to have it flash in front of us? So part of the question for us is, are we doing at least 10% of our time giving it to God? Or said another way, 10% of our time that we spend on our cell phones, with our Game Boys, or computer? Yes, you can hide under your pew now. It's okay. It's all right. Letting God's love touch us, letting God's love be with us, and spending time really in the arms of God. God the Father, whom we call Abba, loves us, really loves us, really cares about us, and cares what happens to us, and wants to be there for us and stuff that happens. And part of the struggle for us is, you know, 17 years ago, my mother passed away. 7 years ago, my father passed away. And I miss them, but I also still have them in my life. Has something got into your life right now, even, that's distracted you? So is there somebody you're really worried about in your family? It can be a son, a daughter, a grandson, a granddaughter, family member, your wife, your husband, something that's happened to you. Something that's distracting you from that love relationship. Because what's going on is We really are invited to let God into those moments, not to say stop, but to say come in to this moment. Bring healing and peace to it. Bring forgiveness to it. Bring all that is God's love into that moment. The second way Jesus showed us really how to enter into that love relationship. The first one, by the way, was love God with your whole heart and soul and mind and strength. I hope that was ringing in your ears. The second one is love our neighbor as ourselves. And it's a simple statement, but it can be quite a challenge. So each of us, in one way or another, are called into that special love relationship. So our little ones, I'll speak to you first. It is to love God through those simple things you do for your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, your grandparents, or your guardians. Those simple things. Some of that I'll call it random acts of love. I have one couple that I know that has a ministry to waiters and waitresses. And having dinner with them is an amazing transformation that happens for the waiters and waitresses, because the waiters and waitresses are trying to serve, but they're trying to serve a lot of tables. So they love on them. They just love on them. And by the end of the meal, they're smiling. They're just really spirit-filled at the moment. God's love has touched them through that act of each of those folks that have been choosing that as a ministry that they do. Have one couple that chooses to place little notes in each of their sandwiches. So you take a bite, and the bite says, I love you. But then you got to deal with the paper. Moments of God's love shared, random acts of love even, or I would like to call them special acts or special moments of God's love. You know it when you watch a sunrise or a sunset and all of a sudden, man, that is beautiful. God's love touching your heart. And there are a million examples that each of us could give. The invitation still, though, is through those acts of love to stand in the middle of that relationship of the love of God. God the Father loving God the Son, which is the God the Spirit's love. Just pouring through us, filling us with grace, loving us into being. That's what we do during this Eucharist at this altar. Let's pray for that moment of grace. God's wondrous love surrounding us, blessing us, and filling us, especially as we receive Holy Communion.